Ellen Vanen Fuels senior race over a 7-lap distance. So things will move quite swiftly, I'm sure, down there. We're just on a couple of minutes past 7. And let's go back down to Beth and see if we have any movement yet for the big bikes heading back out for their second run of the day on the red plates.
Well, we can hear the klaxon going, Chris, so it's going to be a couple of minutes for the bikes to make their way down here, obviously. Just spare a thought for Michael Sweeney, Joe Yeardsley, and Dominic Herbertson having to race up there, get a little bit of a drink and try and re-engage after what was a fantastic race. Oh, hugely disappointing for Rob Hodgson, though, wasn't it? He was doing so, so well, but that lap record, hopefully a little bit of a consolation. So as I say, the klaxon has gone. We are expecting the bikes to move down here any minute now.
So let's give you the grid for this one. The Ellen Vanen Fuels senior race, number 3 on that pole position is Dean Harrison, with number 15 in there alongside him, Nathan Harrison, and number 6, Michael Dunlop, completing the front row. There will be a non-starter we are notified of, and again, we wish him well. Grant Thompson, a bit of a slip off there at Church Benz, and he's away in hospital getting treated for those injuries. Row number 2, number 4, Mike Brown, number 10 in there, Peter Hickman, and number 22, that, of course, is Paul Jordan. Big disappointment for Paul in the twins race a few moments ago on the Jackson Racing bike. And the bikes are moving now. We've got number 2, Dom Herbertson, on row 3, with 23, Marcus Simpson, and 65, Michael Sweeney. The machines are making a move, Beth.
They certainly are, yeah. The sun's still glinting down here. It's still incredibly warm. Maybe a shade cooler than it was a little bit earlier as number 94 goes past us here. And number 83, just looking at how things go. Mikey Evans just cycling past us here. And H3 just giving his bike a little bit of a wobble. Dickie Gale going over, just checking everything's okay. That is number 83, which is Keith Pringle. And as they come down here, they see the sign, which just reminds them to strap their helmets on tightly. The gate is open. They're going to want to, as you say, get this underway fairly quickly because they're a couple of minutes behind schedule, given that delayed start to the first race of the evening. But I'm sure we'll catch up on that time before the evening's out, because that always happens down here. As number 26 goes past, number 22. Number 55, that's Almeric Blanc. Number 42 there, just going past. And it's lovely, you know, there are people lining the way down here, and a lot of the riders giving the high five as Dean Harrison just rolls into sight here. And there is Joe Yeardsley, hardly looking like he's done anything at all, to be honest, after that fantastic first race. But it's all about this one now, isn't it? You have to kind of just put that behind you and get the business done for this one. As Michael Dunlop just comes into the grid. As I say, he always likes to stay at the back a little bit, so he just weaves his way to the front a little bit later on, just alongside Nathan Harrison here. And as the travelling marshal sets off, the bikes now on their way round, Chris.
Thank you very much to Beth Espy down there at the paddocks. A row number 4 is 44, Rob Hodgson. Number 12, Joe Yeardsley, with a fine 5th place in race 1. And number 11, Connor Cummins. Row 5 is number 7, that's Michael Evans. Number 42, Jonathan Perry. And number 91 also in there as well, that's Julian Trummer, the newcomer. Row 6 is number 9, that's of course Baz Ferber. Number 14 is Samuel West. Number 55 in there, as you just mentioned, Almeric Blanc down is a Honda, the French rider there. Row 7, number 35, of course, Kieran Brockie. Number 82 also in there, Austin Webster. And number 83, Keith Pringle. Row 8, number 71, that's Stephen Balavoine. And of course, he had a good run in the first one, coming home in 17th position. He's newcomer, of course, 26 alongside him. And of course, the evergreen Dennis Booth on his BMW 1000RR. And 83 next to him is, did we say 83? So 94 next to him, I beg your pardon, too many bits of paper. Daniel Nelms. Now, they had a good battle in that. Stephen Balavoine and Daniel Nelms had a good battle. They were 17th. Daniel came home in 18th position. And row number 9 completes with 39 in there. That is, of course, Dermot Cleary, the newcomer. And number 51, that is Radley Hughes. And Dermot Cleary finished 20th in the first run. And Radley Hughes was in 19th position. So we're ready to go for this 7-lap race, the Ellen Vanen Fuels senior race. The machines will be heading around the circuit there now. And I tell you what, it is some grid of machines at the front here. Reminder, the lap record for this, 2:11.433, 116.409 for Davy Todd from last year, and a lap record averaging 114.562. Let's get to cross four ways.
Leading the convoy, Michael Evans, Rob Hodgson, quick turnaround for him after being picked up across the way, Simpson. Then we've got Ferber, Perry, Cleary, Hickman, Trummer, West. Jordan on the way through. Sam West, he was a retirement here across four ways in the previous race on lap one on the way through as well. Kieran Brockie, Stephen Balavoine, who we've just mentioned there, 51 Radley Hughes, number two. Dominic Herbertson a little bit further down the field, so he'll be starting from the third row. 26 Dennis Booth and 4 Mike Brown, Joe Yersey, Connor Cummins, Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop and Dean Harrison right at the back of the queue there. So Nathan Harrison just letting Dean Harrison and Michael Dunlop through there. Rather courteous of him through cross four ways. Dennis Booth, who you mentioned before as well, he was actually a retirement on the sighting lap in the Peel Holdings Senior Race earlier today. The huge question is, as number 83 Keith Pringle and number 50 David Rigby going on the way past, that's the super sport machine that David Rigby's on, maybe just given some dispensation to go out on this at the back of this sighting lap as the travelling marshals on the way through. The question is the key question: can anyone match the imperious Dean Harrison? He won the Peel Holdings Senior Race this morning by over 10 seconds. Then it was the battle of Nathan Harrison and Peter Hickman in behind. We have to wait and see. Over to you, Chris.
Machines come back into the sunlight and the yellow flags start to wave in front of us here now as the travelling marshal goes past us and the first machines roll into their allotted grid spots. Now, we mentioned it a bit earlier on. I can see number 7, I think there's Mikey Evans. Be disappointed with his 11th place, Mikey, lapping in 2.19s. He's the quickest lapper in here for Mikey. He's a 2.14, so yeah, be disappointed with those lap times. I think Jonathan Perry, I can see there. Also Barry Ferber on the 9. And the rest of the machines just start to roll into position. The various colours. Peter Hickman in there too. On the number 10 bike, his lap, his quickest lap, 2:13.046 for Hickey. Number 2, Dom Herbertson there. He's telling us about he ran wide a little bit across four ways. And there he is on the super stock on the machine. It is, of course, Dean Harrison looking to make it that double. Number 4, Mike Brown. He was 9th in the first race. 15, Nathan Harrison. He, of course, was 2nd. And Michael Dunlop, he pulled out of the race after about 5 or 6 laps, I think it was, for Michael Dunlop. It was actually after 3 laps. So we are ready to go with the Ellen Van in fuel. Senior race, engage gear. Watch the lights. The revs rise. Great start by everybody. Nobody getting held up. That's a great, great start, I think. It's a good start from your pole man, Dean Harrison. Beth.
Yeah, Dean Harrison. And tell you what, I think it might be Hickey, actually, who's just pipped him at the end of the straight here. But that was a great start from everybody. Everybody safely away. But I do think it might be Hickey that was in the lead.
You are 100% right, Beth Espy. It is Peter Hickman that's got to the lead of this Ellen Van in fuel senior race at his debut here at the Southern 100 for 2026. He is ahead of Dean Harrison with Mike Brown in third, Michael Dunlop in fourth. It's 15, Nathan Harrison, 22, Paul Jordan in there too. And I think I can just see number 12, Joe Yeardsley, with Marcus Simpson and Mikey Evans just in behind him. But Peter Hickman, he leads at the moment, lap number 1 of 7 of this Ellen Van in fuel's senior race as he bounces into Ballabeg for lap number 1. Peter Hickman on the 810 Racing BMW leads the Honda Fireblade of Dean Harrison with another Honda Fireblade. In fact, 3-4 Honda Fireblades in behind him there. So it's BMW Power that leads at the moment as the riders continue. Oh, somebody just a little wide in there. Stephen Bellavoine just a little bit wide going into Ballabeg. Oh, somebody right in the dust there as the exited there, Ballowetstone there. They're going to be through the dip any moment now. Lap 1 of 7. Rob Pritchard, Peter Hickman leads.
Indeed, but if you remember from the previous race, talking about course knowledge, and he said on the later part of the course he still wasn't quite sure, so maybe he'll have work to do against more experienced ones. But it is Hickman who leads ahead of Dean Harrison. Then it's number 4, Mike Brown, 6, Michael Dunlop, 15, Nathan Harrison, Jordan, Yeardsley, Simpson, Evans, Hodson, Cummins, Perry, Herbertson, in that order. Julian Trummer now on the way through as well, but it's Peter Hickman leading, but virtually nothing to separate the first leading 3, 4 or 5 machines on the way through. Hickman just leading ahead of Dean Harrison on the way through. Mike Brown has got himself up into third as well. He started on the second row. Did Mike Brown? He actually found himself a long way back at the start of the Peel Holdings Senior Race, but he's made up some ground as Mike Brown up into third. Meanwhile, there was a right old battle going on between Nathan Harrison and Michael Dunlop into cross four ways as the travelling marshals make their way past us. Absolutely anyone's guess on this opening lap. Back to you, Chris.
And Peter Hickman breaks hard for Castletown Bridge for the first time past the spectators. Dean Harrison slotting in behind him. Let's have a little listen. Oh, Hickey ran a bit wide there, giving Dean the chance to get in behind him. And Mike Brown's not giving it up. Across the line you go. Quarter of a second between Hickman and Harrison. And it's Brown, Harrison, Dunlop, Jordan, Yeardsley. And I tell you what, Dean Harrison was right all over the back of Peter Hickman going through the bridge there now. Hickman, Harrison, Brown, another Harrison, Nathan, Dunlop, Jordan, Yeardsley, Simpson, Evans, Hodson, your top 10. Then it's Cummins, Perry, Hermanson, Trummer, Ferber, Blank, Webster, West, Brocky, and Stefan Balavoine. Again, a great performance by the newcomer in 20th position. As they go down towards the Iron Gate straight, heading down towards Iron Gate corner, Rob Hodson looking to make a little move on Michael Evans, just ahead of, course, Connor Cummins on 11, 42 Jonathan Perry, and 2 Dominic Herbertson, as the travelling marshal goes through us. They'll be making the way to Ballabeg, lap number 2 of 7. Who's going to be leading as they break into the bouncy part of the circuit? It was 0.255 that Hickman led Harrison. They're already in and out, and the front three are together with Dean and Nathan Harrison in fourth, and Michael Dunlop keeping that watch and breathe in fifth place. This is a great battle between Mikey Evans. We got Connor Cummins in there. We got Dom Herbertson in there. It's a cracking little battle with Marcus Simpson in the mix of that one too. Some good performances further down. Radley Hughes in 23rd position, 39 Dermot Cleary, Daniel Neames, a newcomer, in 21st place. But the leaders heading towards Rob, lap number 2.
They are indeed just over 3 seconds separating the top 6 at the moment, and it is 3 almost together. Leading out front is Peter Hickman, then it's Dean Harrison, Mike Brown. He just had a little look, thought against it. Nathan Harrison has just cleared Michael Dunlop a little bit. Then it's Jordan, Yeardsley and Simpson. That pack at the lead of the field at the moment, just pulling away from the likes of Evans, Hodson, Cummins, Perry and Herbertson, who's having a little look up the inside. Michael Evans running a little bit wide on the exit across 4 ways as well, so he's going to have ground to rake up as Amorit Blanc goes past as well. 2 here in Austin Webster, and right on his tail is number 14, Sam West, on the way through as well. So still Hickman leading through across 4 ways. Mike Brown did just have a little bit of a look up the inside. He had a little bit of a glance and then thought against it at the last second as Bellavoine and Brocky go on the way through as well, but still really tight at the front of the field. To you, Chris.
Outer stadium, the corner of the go, it's hard on the brakes. Here comes Dean Harrison. No, not this time. He sits in behind Peter Hickman, so it's 10 from 3 from 4s. That's a better exit from Peter Hickman that time. Swings to the right-hand side of the road with Dean Harrison right in behind him, with Mike Brown having a little look at, of course, Dean Harrison, as Nathan Harrison and Michael Dunlop and Paul Jordan all go through with Joe Yeardsley and Marcus Simpson. That's 8 so far, and the front three already now, already at Ballacagan. Incredible speed, over 190 miles an hour down this start and finish straight here at the 4 1/4 mile Motor Isle Balland circuit. But it's Hickman that leads by 0.273. His quickest lap at 2:14.058. 114.130. Quickest man on track, though, is Mike Brown in third place. 2:13.979. 114.197. The top three only separated by, well, let's call it, there's nothing. It's half a second. 0.437 of a second. That's all it is between first and third, between Hickman, Harrison and Brown, as you go to Ballabeg Hairpin for the third time. Hickman still leads on the 810 BMW from the Honda of Harrison and the Honda of Brown. Then it's the Honda of Harrison, Nathan. Then it's Mike Dunlop. Then it's Paul Jordan, another Honda. Then it's 12 Joe Yeardsley, another Honda. And then another Honda, that of course is Marcus Simpson on 23. So the pace down just a little bit. Of course, Dean was doing 2:12s earlier on today. The lap record, as you said, around about 2:11. They're already in. They're already out of Williams Corner. They'll be dropping down the bomb hole and coming back into the view of Rob Pritchard at Cross 4 Ways.
You say the pace might be a little slow, but it is a more compact field for this race. Into Cross 4 Ways, Peter Hickman still leads. Oh, Dean Harrison's having a little look up the inside. Then it's Mike Brown. And then we've got Nathan Harrison, Michael Dunlop, Paul Jordan, 12 Joe Yeardsley, and number 23 Marcus Simpson. Didn't have time to glance over my right shoulder, look at the exit, but Dean Harrison was having a look up the inside of Peter Hickman there on Cross 4 Ways. Hodson, Cummins and Herbertson, then Jonathan Perry. Number 7, Michael Evans, who I mentioned, ran a bit wide at Cross 4 Ways last time. Back to you, Chris.
Yeah, just giving you an update. You called that, Rob, absolutely perfectly there. Harrison has the lead. He got on him on the exit across 4 Ways. You said a bit earlier on about how you can't see with the houses there. Harrison did get past him, and I thought the 810 BMW might be able to just track on him and be able to get in the slipstream and have the power of the superbike, but obviously not. So a new race leader. It's number 3, Dean Harrison from 10, Peter Hickman, and number 4, Mike Brown. And they've kind of spread away a little bit. Let's have a listen. Bit of dust kicked up down the exit. It's 15, and this looks like a retirement. Yeah, Michael Dunlop, a retirement again, as Paul Jordan goes through. So Mickey D not having the best Southern 100 so far, but a new race leader out on lap number 4 of 7 from the Zellen Van and Fuels Senior. Oh, Hickman! Hickman straight on! Hickman straight on at Ballacagan, so that's going to drop Hickey way, way back. It's a 55-point turn for Hickman there now, so unfortunately, Hickman is going to drop back way, way down, and that will promote Nathan Harrison up to third place with Paul Jordan up to fourth, and Hickey's got it going again, and he's slotting in, I think, just behind Connor Cummins and Dominic Herbison, so that'll be around about 12th for Peter Hickman. So the race lead now with Dean Harrison, let's equate that 0.3, so that's about 1.4 seconds between Harrison and Mike Brown. So Peter Hickman, that's the big story on this lap. And the other story, of course, is Michael Dunlop, a retirement as number 82 goes through Austin Webster. What a disappointment for Hickey. Just showed a replay on the TV there now. Just went straight on. Just lost it. I thought he was in there really, really hot. And a big, well, good job he's a big lad, because I won't be able to touch the floor. But Dean Harrison now leads. Let's get back. Cross four ways, Rob. What a lap that was. And Hickey, he's going to have to drop back. Dean Harrison with his hands on the trophy at the moment.
Yeah, drama again at the moment, and here's your race leader Dean Harrison, and he has stolen a march here on this latest lap. Lap four ahead of number four, Mike Brown, so he's opened the taps a little bit. Nathan Harrison therefore promoted up into third as it stands at the moment, and then it's Paul Jordan, so the leading field just starts to get a bit more spread out. A couple of seconds back is number 12, Joe Yearsley, and then around a second or so further back on him, fellow Manxman Marcus Simpson. Four together here, then it's Hodgson, Cummins, Herbertson, then it's Hickman all the way back here as well. So Herbertson in front of Hickman as Jonathan Perry comes through as well. So Hickman has dropped even further back as well, as number seven Michael Evans comes past. There's a couple of seconds ahead of number nine Barry Ferber as well. So Dean Harrison leading across four ways this time, as we were already hearing from Chris, with Peter Hickman running on at Ballochagan and losing ground. But Harrison has absolutely opened the taps on this lap. He's pulled out a little bit of a gap to Mike Brown, and Nathan Harrison up to third as Sam West comes past us, and the field more generally getting a bit more spread out. Julian Trum has dropped back in the last couple of laps as well. To you, Tim. Chris.
Dean Harrison leads by 3.2 seconds from Mike Brown, who in turn has about 2.4 back to Nathan Harrison. Paul Jordan, he's running in fourth position now. 12, Joe Yerdzin into fifth, like he was in the first race. And it's 23, Marcus Simpson. And that lap, wow, 2 minutes 11.257. Another new lap record for Dean Harrison, 116.565. The old lap record, 116.409. Smashed it completely. That's a second. That's just under point, couple of hundred, sorry, off it. So Dean Harrison with a new lap record, and he leads by 3.2. So Harrison, Brown, Harrison, Jordan, Yeardsley, Simpson, Hodgson. Then it's Cummins, Herbertson, Hickman through in 10th. Then it's Perry, Evans, Ferber, Blank and West. Your top 15 runners at the moment. The lead at the front, Dean Harrison over Mike Brown, 3.2 seconds. And as like I said, it's only, what, 2.4 back to Nathan Harrison in that third position. But Dean Harrison taking this race, the Ellen Van Den Fuel senior race, by the scruff of the neck. They're out on lap number five as you watch Rob Hodgson with Peter Hickman just behind him, with Connor Cummins and Dominic Herbertson all gone through in there. Hickey, of course, that good lap from him, a 2:13.393, 114.6 double mine. But Dean Harrison, well, he showed his class again, Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, and he's through cross four ways as Dean Harrison after that explosive lap. There's Mike Brown. 15, Nathan Harrison. Now, is Nathan Harrison just making up a little bit of ground on Mike Brown coming into cross four ways? He's pulled away from number 22, Paul Jordan, who in turn just seems to have eked out a bit more of a gap to Joe Yerdsey. And then Marcus Simpson looking to try and keep Joe Yerdsey honest on the way through as well. Here's that battle of four machines on the way through. Hodgson, Hickman's moved up a couple of places. He's got ahead of Connor Cummins and Dominic Herbertson respectively. So Hickman's made up a couple of places as Jonathan Perry comes through. But Dean Harrison, with that lap record, that's now the third consecutive lap record for a race that has gone today. All three races have had lap records broken as Michael Evans and Barry Ferber on the way past. To you, Chris.
Yeah, keeping an eye on that race record as well of Davey Todd, 15 minutes 34.86. here he is, quicker again, 2:11.186, 116.2628. Mike Brown goes through 114.596, and there's Nathan Harrison through 114.481. Not as quick as what Nathan's done before. He's done 115.705. Paul Jordan through. Joe Yerdsley goes through. Marcus Simpson goes through as well. The battle, that great battle between Hodgson, Cummins and Hickey, just pulled alongside Rob Hodgson there. Rob Hodgson in seventh at the moment. I think Hickey's got to get him. Yeah, he's got him on the run down towards Ballochagan. But the lead in the front for Dean Harrison over Mike Brown is 6 seconds, as Peter Hickman has to try and get back there now. They're out on lap number six of seven. looking at the gaps then between them. It's 6.0 from Harrison to Brown, and then it's 2.7 back to Nathan Harrison, and it's 6 seconds back to Paul Jordan, and who in turn has got 3 seconds back to Yeardsley, 1.4 back to Marcus Simpson. So Hickey with a little bit of work to do, but again, in traffic, he's going to be learning lines. When we did the chat show a little bit earlier on, he was saying how he's still learning this course. Don't forget, he's only done probably about 12 or 15 laps of the place, but lapping at 114.699, bit similar to what he did in the first big bike race. But Dean Harrison in control of this, upping that lap record on the fifth lap there, 211.186, 116.6. Rob.
He's through across 4 ways again, Dean Harrison. And just to mention, that lap of 211.186 is only just over a second outside outright lap record pace at the Southern. Mike Brown on the way through, and then Nathan Harrison, so no change there. But Dean Harrison's own outright lap record of 2 minutes 10.167. That's the magic number at the moment. Number 22, Paul Jordan. Dean Harrison absolutely relentless. Paul Jordan, here's Joe Yeardsley. Marcus Simpson just catching Joe Yeardsley a little bit on the way through. Here's number 10, Peter Hickman. He's past Hodson, as we heard before. There's Hodson, Herbertson, and Cummins on the way through as well. Not much to separate that quartet, but Hickman starting to edge a little bit further forward in these closing stages. Couple more seconds back, number 42, Jonathan Berry. But if Harrison is picking up the pace anymore, a reminder, just over a second outside his own outright lap record pace as it stands. To you, Chris.
And he's doing tyre tests while he's here as well. Across the line he goes, 210.944. Wow, 800th outside the lap record. Quicker again, 116.79. And Mike Brown through at 115.086, and his last lap time through there. Nathan Harrison also through, 114.635. And Mike Brown's quickest lap, 214.4. So Mike Brown is well underneath his quickest ever lap around here. That's a 212.944 at 115.086. So well done to Mike Brown there. Nathan Harrison third. 22 Paul Jordan in fifth place. 12 Joe Yeardsley in, Paul Jordan in fourth. Joe Yeardsley in fifth. Marcus Simpson, 23, who's in sixth place as Jonathan Perry goes through. And then it's 10 Peter Hickman. Hickey's just done 114.699. That is his quickest lap so far. Rob Hodson, Dominic Herbertson, Connor Cummins, Jonathan Perry, your top 11. And the lead at the front is 8 seconds, extending it out a little bit, but good performance there by all these riders. Really, really good to up their pace. Joe Yeardsley, 215.1. What's Joe done there? 215.6. So pretty good pace there from Joe Yeardsley. Paul Jordan, 214.3 compared to his quickest lap so far. For Paul Jordan, 213.7. But Mike Brown, the man who has upped his better speed and a bit of traffic they've got there now for the final time in this Ellen Van and Fuel senior race. Let's get back to Rob. Lap 7.
Here he is, and he's starting to lap the back of the field. So if he was pushing for that outright lap record, that may have just cost him a little bit of time. Dean Harrison on the way through, but it's doing nothing to change the outcome of this race at the moment. It's Daniel Nelms and Bradley Hughes on their previous lap on the way through. There's number 4, Mike Brown. A lot of distance between him and Dean Harrison, but also Nathan Harrison. That's a lot to make up if he wants to push for second in these later stages as well. So no change in the front three on the way through. It is Dean Harrison currently on course for his second victory of the day. A few more seconds further back is number 22, Paul Jordan. He's had to make up some ground. He's as far back as sixth on lap one as Paul Jordan. There's Yeardsley, Simpson, and now Hickman just starting to catch Simpson and Yeardsley on the road as well. Is there a little late chance for him? Hodson, Herbertson. Oh, we have a little look. Herbertson past... past his marker there, chose against it this time with Connor Cummins closely in tow as well. Quick mention as well to a couple of the newcomers running inside the top 20. Number 71, Stephen Bellafoyne in 17th. Dermot Cleary in 18th at the moment, and Daniel Nelms in 20th. But Dean Harrison on course for victory. Over to you, Chris.
And he takes the victory as well as he goes across the line. We were just waiting for those newcomers. He was caught up in the back of a couple of them there. But Dean Harrison with a 2 minute 10.944, his best lap. A new lap record again, 116.799. Mike Brown with a 212.944, his quickest ever lap around the Motor Arbor Lounge Circuit, 115.086. And there's Paul Jordan through. Nathan Harrison's finished as well. Fourth place for Nathan. Oh, Joe Yeardsley just ahead of Peter Hickman and Marcus Simpson. Oh, Rob Hodson and Dominic Herbertson go through as well. That is Dominic's quickest lap around this Motor Arbor Lounge Circuit as well. 2 minutes 14.447 for Dominic there. Good stuff. 113.799 as Jonathan Perry goes through as well. Jonathan Holm in 11th place. That's your top 11 finishes so far, with Harrison leading in the end by 8.171 seconds from number 4, Mike Brown, who in turn had about 3.5 seconds as Mikey Evans and Baz Ferber go through in 12th and 13th place. So Mike Brown in turn had a 3.4 gap over Nathan Harrison. But another lap record for that man. He's on a mission. Nathan Harrison, third position. Well done to Nathan. And he's with Beth.
Certainly is. Oh my goodness me, that was quite a race to watch. What was it like to be in?
It was. I think I need to go back to my motocross days and practice my starts. I think Peter ran on, but I think he's probably got half of my stickers on his bike from sucking them off the start line. It was a great race. Obviously, sun shining, great crowds, great for the friendly races, the club, the 700 club, and I made a step forward then, and I didn't really go any quicker, but we'll have some look at the data overnight and see what we can do.
I tell you what, it's interesting because you're obviously so familiar with down here, but are there places where you think you could make little tweaks and changes?
Yeah, definitely. I'm probably like a second off what I did last year in the Centre Championship race, and it was better then, but we just need to make them little fine tweaks. So then around the committed sections, I can obviously hold it. So yeah, no, I think we can definitely go forward and hopefully get that closer to Dean, because I think he's in a world of his own at the minute.
Third place, so brilliant. Nathan Harrison, second time in the podium today. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. And a big thanks to, again, all my H&H Motorcycles crew and all my sponsors.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Nathan. Let's speak to the second place man now, Mike Brown, who always looks incredibly relaxed, even given what's been through here. Mike, how was that for you?
Yeah, look, it was good. It was nice to make amends after the first race this morning. But look at the lap times this morning, I kind of knew I had the pace to be on a podium. And maybe not so much for Dean. He was a little bit up the road again, but Hickey led there for a bit and kind of held Dean back and kept me within the fighting distance. But when Hickey made a mistake, Dean pulled away and I just swashed my board and got it home comfortable enough, so I'm happy with that.
I think, yeah, it was quickest you've ever been around there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's only my second time around here on a big bike, so no, I'm happy enough with that.
Brilliant. Mike Brown, well done. And let's go and speak to Dean Harrison then, who romped home to victory here as the bikes are just wheeled up onto the podium. Dean, sorry to interrupt you here. Talk us through that race. I mean, obviously, Peter Hickman took you by surprise a little bit at the start.
Yeah, no, fair play to Peter. Got a real good start. I followed him for a couple of laps and I felt quite calm. I thought, right, I showed my nose at him, to be fair, at cross forwards, and he let me through, to be honest, because he could have sort of closed me off. But fair play to me, didn't he? Let us through, and I thought he'll follow me now. And obviously, he's still learning. It's a tricky little course to learn in certain places, so I thought he'd learn a lot. But then I thought he'd have just followed me to the line, to be honest. But obviously, I don't know if he made a mistake or what happened.
He ran on a little bit wide, yeah.
Okay, that's fair play. I didn't know how everyone quite close. I didn't know how close people were, so I put the hammer down for a couple of laps and sort of made some change from early to test what they were like, and the bike was better. But I had a problem then. I had a bit of an engine management light came on for some reason. The bike running fine, but it came on the outlap and I stopped at Ballabeg and turned it off and on, and it didn't disappear and the bike seemed okay, so I just carried on.
Well, not only did you win, but you've got your lap records as well. I think you did it three times in that race.
Oh, okay, no, I just had the head down and went from there.
That's just how you do it then. Yeah. Dean, well done. Second time on the podium today. What does it mean to you be up there?
Oh, the moon's great, isn't it? The sun's shining, the crowd's out, everyone's enjoying a bit of racing. No better place to be, isn't there?
There really isn't. Dean Harrison, well done. We will be having the podium for the Ellen Vanenfuel senior race very shortly, Chris, to come back to us then.
Yeah, so not only did Dean have that lap record with a 2 minute 10.994, best speed of 116.799, a new race record comparing to 15.34.8 of Davy Todd from last year, 114.562, 15 minutes 33.637, and of course, averaging 114.713 miles an hour. So a new race and lap record for Dean Harrison. So Harrison wins, and Brown for Nathan Harrison, Paul Jordan, Joe Yeardsley, Peter Hickman, Marcus Simpson, Rob Hodson, Dominic Herbison, Connor Cummins. That's your top 10. Then 42 Perry, 7 Evans, 9 Ferber, 55 Blank, 14 West, 82 Webster, 71 Bellavoine, 39 Cleary, 91 Trummer, 35 Brockie, 94 Nelms, and 51 Hughes. Off we go with the podium and Beth.
Yes, this is the podium for the Ellen Vanenfuel senior race. It will be done by Andy Sweetman from Ellen Vanenfuel. So in third position, again on the podium today, the Isle of Man rider, Nathan Harrison. And in second place, he's done the quickest time he's ever done around this course. It is Mike Brown. And not only the race win, but also the race record and the lap record as well. In first place, give it up for Dean Harrison. So the garland and the wine just being handed over here. But again, that's not going to be drunk just now. But that is your podium here. And we'll be getting ready very shortly, Chris, for the next race.